Dear God and Heavenly Father, thank you so much for bringing us to yet another day. Thank you for opening up our eyes. Thank you for giving us oxygen to breathe. Thank you for the roof over our heads. Thank you for the security of a bed, the ground not giving away under us. Thank you for any monies coming in, those that we know of and those we don't even know of. Thank you for all the blessings that we don't see. Thank you for protecting us from harm and danger. Thank you for the food that we have. Thank you for the ability to drink water, to have a bath, to wash our clothes. Thank you for those around us who check in on us or pray for us. Thank you for a sense of community. Lord God, we know that we do not deserve these things. We don't deserve one single thing because we were born into sin and we still sin on a moment by moment basis, both known and unknown. And it is for that we are truly sorry. We are sorry and we are remorseful. You do not need to do what you do for us, but yet because of your glory, your grace, your mercy upon us, you are there for us at every turn. And Lord, it is with humility that we say thank you. It is with humility that we ask for your direction. Because you ultimately are our Father. You are our provider. You heal us. You deliver us. You save us from our transgressions. So Lord God, we need to continue looking to you for your direction. And sorry, Lord, when we think that we have everything in hand. And we're going to do this and we're going to do that. Because we think that it is best. Help us to always remember that when we have a thought, an action, something we want to pursue, we have a goal, whatever it is, that we put it to you first. We put it to you in the midst of it. And at the end, we surround our thoughts and our goals with you. Help us to never forget that. We are not immortal. We are not infallible. So we need you. Lord, help us to be more empathetic, more understanding, more outside of our box. As there are others that are around us that lack all those things that we spoke of earlier, you know, the housing, the ability to just have clean water, food, a job, money's coming in, sense of belonging, feeling alone in the midst of a crowd. There are folks around us that don't have that. And Lord, we're not just talking about those who are on the street. We're not just talking about those who are homeless, destitute. We're talking about those who look as if everything is all right. Look as if they're put together. Those who sit in our midsts. Those who are in our church. Those who are within our families. those within our friend groups, our prayer groups, those in our social circles, those that work with us, that look as if everything is all right. But it truly is not. Help us, Lord, to step outside of our box, outside of our comfort zone, and reach out charitably. And it doesn't mean, Lord God, that we have to necessarily give something physically, but give a word, give a look, you know, give an I am here in case you need me. Is everything okay? Help us to listen to the answer instead of just being superficial about you're okay. Help us to be more like you, Lord. We fail at that at every turn, but again, we ask, help us to be more like you. Help us to be more compassionate to our neighbor. Help us to have outreach, genuine outreach. Help us to not let it be a means to an end. Help us to not see that we're doing this because we want to fulfill a certain item on a list, that we just want to make ourselves feel better. Let it not be about that, Lord. Help us to do it out of humility and love for a fellow man, fellow woman, fellow child, fellow people. Help us to embrace everyone, regardless of their circumstance, regardless of their affiliation, regardless of their standing in life. Help us to remember that you have created us all, and we all need to just be there for each other. And know that not everyone has what we have. Not everyone is in the same place as us. Lord, thank you. Thank you for being there. Thank you for providing us with life so that there is indeed hope. We pray, Lord God, for a world that is going through so much right now. We often wonder if, okay, is this the end? We pray and we put towards you circumstances in the Ukraine and Russia, places which are still under lockdown in Asia, for instance, regarding the pandemic. Things that we don't even know about that may be happening to our fellow people. The situations happening throughout the US with all the shootings. Situations throughout the Caribbean as islands look towards being more independent and more reliant on themselves. Situations throughout the world as we struggle financially, as a whole globe, we struggle financially because of the impact of the pandemic, the impact of the wars, the impact of the climate. Lord, we have made a mess. We've done this to ourselves, Lord. Lord, please hear us. Lord, please deliver us. Lord, please gently show us what we should be doing. Open up our hearts and our minds to you and your guidance. Help us to love each other as people, Lord God. We do so, we have all these atrocities against each other. Where is the love? Where is it? Help us to appreciate life. Help us to also appreciate those who don't feel as if they have a life, who feel as if it needs to come to an end. Because there's so much of that, Lord. So much anxiety, so much depression. Folks are struggling in the midst of all the confusion going on. Folks are traumatized. Folks are going through PTSD. Please let us remember and destigmatize these situations so that we can help each other better and not pinpoint, not point a finger, but be genuinely helping each other. Help us to recognize these things in ourselves if we're going through things so that we can get the help that we need. Because ultimately, Lord God, our mental well-being is at the crux of the matter with all these situations going on. They impact on our mental well-being. And then when our mental well-being is injured, that puts a certain light on the decisions then that we make. So Lord, help us to be there for each other. Help us to see outside the box again and be empathetic with each other's situations and genuinely reach out. Help us to be a friend to someone. Help us to look out for each other and pray for each other in our many circumstances. Help us, Lord, to work on healing this world that you've given us. And it starts with love for each other, because it is in that and appreciating each other's circumstances that we can begin to heal all the other things that are going on. Empathy, Lord, and love. Thank you so much, Father, for listening to us today. Be around us and through us and guide us, Lord God, by day and by night. Be our shield, be our comforter and our healer. Be our defender. Be our uplifter. Be our Father. Be our brother and our friend. We need you, Lord. We humbly ask for you to continue to be in our lives in a strong and powerful way so that we know that we are doing what we're supposed to be doing in your eyes. Again, thank you for listening to us, Lord God, and may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Father, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen.